All right, jumping into it today, we are talking about mobile optimization for websites.
Yeah.
And this is something that, you know, I think a lot of people...
It's crucial.
Yeah, it's crucial.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we all are, you know, walking around with our smartphones and tablets now.
Yeah.
And increasingly, I find myself just, you know, using those for most of my internet, you know, needs.
Yeah, me too.
So making sure that websites are optimized for these devices is more important than ever.
Huge.
So today we're doing a deep dive into an article called Avoiding These Four Mobile SEO Mistakes is Crucial.
Okay.
And we're going to really pull out some key insights and tips from it to help you make sure that, you know, your mobile presence is really as effective as it can be.
Awesome.
So the article highlights four main areas that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Sitemaps, first of all.
Okay.
Embedded images and videos,
mm-hmm.
redirects.
Yeah.
And then local search.
So important.
So let's start with sitemaps.
All right.
Now, the article really emphasizes the importance of having a dedicated mobile sitemap.
For sure.
Especially if you're using separate URLs for your mobile content,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, m.yourwebsite.com or something like that.
Right.
Why is that so crucial?
Well, the thing is...
to have that separate sitemap.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. The mobile sitemap. It's kind of like a roadmap.
Yeah.
But specifically... for the search engines when they're crawling your site
okay.
on a mobile device.
Oh, I see.
So it really makes sure that all of your mobile pages are found
okay.
and indexed correctly.
Right.
You know, you don't want your content to be hidden from mobile searchers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
And it can even signal to search engines which pages you consider more important.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they know what to crawl first.
I see.
And of course, the article mentions siseting this XML sitemap
right.
to Google Search Console and Bing Webmaster Tools.
Okay.
Super practical step.
Yeah, makes sense.
Easy to do,
uh-huh.
but makes a big difference.
So basically, we're just trying to make it as easy as possible
yeah.
for the search engines to find our mobile-friendly content.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Moving on to our next point then.
Okay.
Embedded images and videos.
Yes.
We all know that visuals can really, you know, boost engagement.
Huge.
But what are some of the special challenges that we have to think about on mobile?
Well, you know, mobile devices, they have limited screen space.
Right.
And often slower connections than desktops.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful about those images and videos.
Okay.
I mean, huge image that takes forever to load.
Right.
That's going to kill engagement instantly.
Yeah. Nobody wants to wait around for that.
Exactly. And the article specifically mentions making sure non-flash elements are rendering properly.
Okay.
I mean, flash is pretty much a thing of the past now anyway. But
yeah.
But you got to think about optimizing videos
okay.
for different mobile browsers and screen sizes.
Got it.
If your video looks terrible on a small screen, people aren't going to watch it.
Makes sense. So I guess it's really just about thinking about file sizes
yeah,
and formats and making sure everything loads quickly and looks good on a small screen.
Precisely.
All right. So, yeah, clunky visuals.
Yeah.
Quick way to lose people.
For sure.
Our third point here is redirects.
Okay.
And the article really advises limiting these for mobile SEO.
It's true.
So why is that so important on mobile?
Well, think about the mobile user.
Right.
You know, they're on the go.
Mm-hmm.
They need information fast.
Right.
Every redirect adds a little delay.
Okay.
And those delays can really add up on a mobile network.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the article's right to say that server-side redirects,
okay.
like 301s or 302s,
mm-hmm.
are usually better than JavaScript redirects for mobile.
Okay, why is that?
Well, server-side redirects, they happen on the server
mm-hmm.
before the page even gets sent to the user's device.
Okay.
Whereas JavaScript redirects happen
right.
after the page has already started to load.
Oh, I see.
So it just adds an extra step.
Okay.
And more time.
Got it.
And, you know, the article also mentions using SEO tools
yeah.
to manage those redirect chains.
Okay.
It's really helpful for avoiding redirect loops.
Right, which would obviously be a really bad thing.
It's huge, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, basically it sounds like anything that slows down that mobile site is just a big no-no.
You got it.
All right. And then finally, let's talk about local search.
Big one.
It seems like everybody uses their phones to find local businesses these days.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the most common way to find something nearby
mm-hmm.
when you're on the go.
Right.
So if you've got a local business,
mm-hmm.
you got to be optimized for mobile local search.
For sure. And how do we do that?
Well, the article hits the nail on the head with this one.
Okay.
You got to submit your site to Google Business Profile.
Okay.
It's called GBP.
GBP.
And make sure all your information is accurate,
okay.
your contact details, your opening hours, your physical address.
Yeah.
And most importantly, it has to be consistent.
Okay, so everywhere online, it needs to be the same.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
NAP. That's what we call it in the biz.
Oh, okay, what is that?
Name, address, and phone number.
Oh, okay.
They've got to be identical on your website, your GBP listing, social media directories, everywhere.
Okay.
That consistency builds trust with search engines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it makes it much easier for people to find you when they're searching on their phones.
Exactly.
So basically, all of these points that we've talked about today, from sitemaps to visuals to redirects to local search, it's really all about creating a smoother, faster, and more discoverable mobile experience for our users.
Absolutely.
And that, as the article says,
leads
to better rankings and more traffic.
More customers.
More customers, exactly. Yeah. And I think it's fascinating to think, you know, as mobile usage keeps growing,
it's only going to increase.
Yeah. How are these strategies going to have to evolve even further?
It's a good question to consider.
Yeah. Definitely something to ponder. So thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
And we will see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.